Om Shanti.
So this is our sister, Mona. How many know Mona? Kuwait, double hands, but also Saudi, and also Lebanon, and also Egypt, and also Bahrain, Morocco. Has she been? Yeah. So Sister Mona is one of the founding members of the Kuwait Center for Meditation. She's been with her sister, Sheikha. You know they're sisters, right? Yeah, for almost 20 years studying and meditating with the Brahma Kumaris. And, you know, if anyone can take you up to God, it's Mona's voice. But she does travel very much in the region, so that's why so many of you know her, to support the small little groups of meditation that are beginning in different countries. So, warm welcome.
So, Om Shanti. I'm very happy to be with all of you today here. And really, thank you, God, and thank you for the family for giving me this opportunity. In 2005, I was sitting here. So that's 20 years ago. I was in Peace of Mind retreat. And I was very touched to see how there is still people who can give with love in this chaotic world outside. I was very touched by the values and by the love that I received actually here. And it made me curious to know more. So when I went back, I started learning meditation, and then I realized that this is what I want to do for life. And yes, here I am now. So let's start. Still, is the translation all okay? Everything good? Shall we start again with 20 seconds of silence till everybody settles down? Let's have just together without the red light, with the white light. So today I'm going to share with you how to prepare for our day tomorrow of Silence Day. But my thought was silence, we can practice this even now. Yes, we're going to share about tips for tomorrow. But I thought I would start by a few statements that I used to hear Daddy Janki, which is one of my inspirational, actually, teachers. Daddy Janki used to say that silence is gold. She also used to say that if you want to experience deep peace, you need to have silence. So really, silence is the core. Silence is the foundation. And silence is, I can say, we say in Arabic, الصمت هو أرقى أنواع الكلام, which means silence is the highest version of speaking. And lately, I've been having more and more the pull, really, to be in silence, because I see the value of that. So for us to have really a good day of silence tomorrow, let's see first, because in order for me to actually feel peace, I need to have knowledge. That's why knowledge is the first subject of Raja Yoga. Because I can stay in silence, but then my mind will be spinning. I might be seeing things, doing things. But when I have knowledge on what to do in silence, then that's where I can see the fruit of silence. So let me start by saying, who's happy to have a silence day tomorrow? Good. So majority are happy. Who's like afraid of? Maybe.
Yeah? Okay, so let me start by saying I was afraid, actually.
I can say 18 years ago, I was in Global Retreat Center in Oxford, where they said, okay, tomorrow is your silence day. And that's, you know, a fear, some anxiety started. What am I going to do in the silence? But let me tell you, that's what I felt my spiritual birth was. Because at that time, I started to really see myself. Until then, I was always asking others, you know, about myself. I always wanted approval. I always wanted people to say, I'm good, you know. But I felt in that day, I faced Mona, you know, I faced myself. And I could see everything about me, my positives, my negatives, what I'm strong in, what I'm weak in. So it was, for me, as if I came to know and understand my friend, which is me. So really, from that day, I started to have a good relationship with myself. And that made a big, big shift in understanding myself. So let's speak now about silence and why we need silence. So we say silence actually recharges the soul. It's like the soul has a battery, and when we sit in silence, that's the charge of the battery. And so to really experience myself, you've been hearing now for a few days about soul consciousness, about soul awareness, about connection with God. That can only really, let me tell you, happen in silence, because we can share. Maybe you hear very senior sisters, and you'll be hearing also. But I feel this journey is a very personal journey. Only you can know yourself. But the good news is that we were sharing about being and doing. There's actually nothing to do to be. So in silence, I don't need to do anything. I will actually discover myself. You know, we say self-realization or self-discovery. So I'm not really doing something to know myself. In fact, I'm removing the thoughts that block me from experiencing myself. So silence actually helps us to get in touch with our true self. You know, we say soul, we say the being. It's all names. But the soul is beyond words. So for me, it's like these are words that point to the soul. But soul we cannot see, God we cannot see, right? But we can say, for example, what I'm not. Then you will know who you are, if that makes sense. I'll explain more. So what happens, we say the soul has three aspects or three faculties, which is the mind. And the mind is constantly thinking. That's actually the job of the mind. Thinking, creating thoughts. So mind and thoughts are the same. And then there is the intellect. Intellect is like the filter that tells you what's right, what's wrong. You create a thought, but then the intellect discerns, is this thought good or no? And then there is our habits, our sanskara, we say. So we are, I'm realizing lately, I've been 20 years in this knowledge, but lately I've been seeing it from a different angle. And I realized that we are a combination of habits. Somebody was sharing yesterday, they have fear. But I realized fear, anxiety, stress, they are all worry habits that we got accustomed to. So as soon as we sit, we are afraid, or, you know, these thoughts come to the surface. So what we're trying to do, actually, in silence, is going beyond the mind. And there's a statement that I heard, and it made so much sense to me. Don't mind your mind, and your mind will not mind you. And let me explain what do that mean. That means your mind is like, you know, those who have pets. You know, I think there are some people who like pets, and, you know. So say you have a dog, and the dog is naughty. You know why? Because he always wants the attention of his master, right? He wants the master to pet him, to hug him. So our mind is like this pet. It was used to moving all the time. Now we're saying Raja Yoga. So now I understand that no, I'm a master of my mind. My mind is my slave. My mind has to serve me, not I serve the mind. So I, the self, is the master on my mind. So if that master becomes quiet, if the pet is, you know, naughty, but the master is silent, naturally the pet will be quiet after some time. So that's what we are doing, actually. If your mind is creating thoughts, but your attention is on your true self, on your real self, then that mind will be quiet with time. And that's where our creativity, our clarity, our realization will come. The same example happens. I see my nieces have, you know, little children, 2 years old. And I see the 2 years old, for example, walking on the sand. If they fall, if the mother is looking at them, they start crying. But if the mother is not paying attention, they just get up and walk again, right? So that made me really very clear about, I see my mind now. Because we don't say, I mind. The mind belongs to you, not I belong to the mind. And the realization or the clarity that's been helping me, that the more I realize myself, my mind starts to be quiet and my mind will naturally follow. Somehow your mind will assist you. Because right now, our practical mind is okay. I need to shower, I need to drink water. These thoughts doesn't bother us. But the thoughts that are bothering us are the thoughts about our identity, about my role. I'm Kuwaiti, I am a mother, I'm a wife, you know. So there is that aspect of the part that we play. That's why here what I loved in this knowledge is that we separate the being from the part that I play. So we are human beings. And so that's very helpful, actually, to know what is happening inside, because it's like a laboratory. And tomorrow you will see, when you sit in silence, many things will come to the surface. Maybe things that you have done maybe 15 years ago, 20 years ago, things that you are still feeling, you know, bad about them or feeling guilty or somebody, you know. I really feel it's time now we learn here to put a full stop. Means not to go into the expansion of these thoughts. Because also going into the expansion will take you to more questions. And somebody was asking today, you know, how do we know that this is, you know, this is the path or this is the truth or here where I will find God? It's actually your own self will tell you. You will know your own life, your own experiences. Because otherwise we have the questioning mind. And this mind will follow us all the time, questioning. And these questions, sometimes they don't help us, actually. You know, they block us from experiencing ourselves. So let me just become an observer. I would really invite you tomorrow, just become an observer. Don't judge, don't criticize your thoughts, just see them. You know, I always like to give the example of the sky and the clouds. So you are that sky, the cells, the unlimited. And the clouds are like your thoughts, your feelings. They come and they go, right? Today your mood is good, tomorrow your mood is not good. Today you feel happy, tomorrow you feel sad, right? So actually something that really helped me, I started to use the word awareness, self-awareness. Because sometimes when I use the same word, they don't have that power. So let's say tomorrow, for example, I feel a bit down. I say I'm aware there is heaviness. I don't say I'm heavy, I'm sad. So here you put a space between you, the real self, and the object that you are seeing. Does that make sense? So ana ushahid, or I'm aware of whatever is happening. And I see really that thing, that heaviness goes quickly. Because my attention, anything that you give it your attention, it grows. If I give my attention now to this plant and, you know, give it water and give it, put it in the sun, it will grow. So it's the same. If you give your power and your attention to the thoughts that doesn't serve you, it will take you down. But if you put your attention to the real self, that's why we say, look inside. Look with your third eye. So in silence, I will start actually seeing the self, which is now we are not seeing it because we're blocked by the thoughts of the drama. You know the word drama? The world around us. But now I'm realizing there is inner drama also. There's outside drama. Now there is rain and light, whatever. But there is inside drama, and that's my thoughts. And so really start, because we say it's like a laboratory. مختبر احنا نقول. You know, the scientists, when they want to do a research, they go underground because they want total silence. And that's what we are doing. We are really giving the right platform, the right atmosphere for the self to be realized, to be discovered. I can speak so much, but you will only know for yourself. And the beautiful gift, I can say, that we are already the self. Like Arif was sharing, I think, a few days ago. We are already peace. We are already happiness. We are already joy. It's just we don't see it because we are clouded by our thoughts. So we say in silence we can heal the self. Silence actually power. And you will see really when you are in silence, you will have clarity. And then the right thing, you will do the right thing naturally. That's why I feel when the real investment is inside, outside will take care of itself. It's like your life will be blessed anyway. And also we say the language of God is silence. So in silence, we can listen to God. Otherwise, we are just asking, talking. So when we are quiet, they can listen. So let's have some tips about tomorrow, how we can make the most out of the day. And then we'll have some meditation to explore and experience the self. Okay, so far? Okay. So, we're so much used to our gadgets, and now there's a lot about detoxing, right? I was just in a retreat for detox, body detox. But in that retreat, they were also actually suggesting digital detox. And so really, really, I know we are so much attached to our mobile phones, and maybe iPads and laptops. But try tomorrow not to use your mobile, really. Because what happens, every time you see a message, your mind gets stimulated. Yes, your mind becomes active. And now, what do we want tomorrow? We want to make the mind clean. And you remember Didi Sudesh said, peace means a quiet mind. So the more I see, I hear, I receive a message, I respond to that message, my mind is active. Can you? Who can be refrained from easy? Just tomorrow, you know? I always say, like here, you won't have this atmosphere because everybody will be in silence. I'm happy because all of us also will be in silence. So it's an opportunity to be in silence, really. So, also reading, somebody was sharing, okay, I will read my book. Okay, what happens in reading also? We are also reading the thoughts of others as well. I am hearing or I am reading some other people's experiences, which is maybe helpful at some point, You know, we need to get inspired when we hear other people's stories. But why don't you hear tomorrow your own story? You know? Really, try it. Don't have any book. Don't read. And you know, your mind will tell you, okay, now I'm in silence. What to do? Stay with that. Just keep quiet. Your mind will tell you, okay, go here, go there, talk to this, you know, really. And try, unless you really need to speak, then you can write a note to your mother, to your friend, to whoever you need to speak to. But it's better not, because everybody will be in silence, and it's good to respect other people's journey as well in this. And don't be scared, we're all here. If you really can't take it, come to one of us. We prefer not. Okay? Just for tomorrow. Okay, and then you will see there is some program for you. But as you are walking, as you are eating, try to walk slowly. Try to eat slowly. You know, because what will happen in silence, your senses will be more alert. So as you are walking, if you see, for example, the plants, you will see maybe different plants. You might have passed them yesterday. But tomorrow you will see them, you will see their color, you will see the texture. You will be in touch with nature, because nature is silence as well. The same when you eat, you know, you will start feeling the taste of whatever you are eating. Maybe we can leave the question at the end, please. Yeah. So try, we say, being conscious as you are walking. I, the soul, the self, am moving this body. I, the self, am eating. I, the self, am observing. Yeah? Yeah. So as I said before, becoming a detached observer, meaning just observe. Observe how you are walking, observe what you are thinking, get to know yourself more, get to understand yourself. We say sometimes it's good because you might have a realization, you know, something, a light here might, not seeing the light, but I mean some bulb might open up, you know, we say pockets of realizations. You can write your realizations because you can come back to them. And sometimes we also suggest, if you want to write a letter, you know, to yourself, a letter to God, because this is the time where also you will have the opportunity to have that silent conversation and experience what we shared yesterday, the relationships with God. And you know, my experience lately, when you are really honest with yourself, God will definitely answer you, whether it's through a message, whether it's through a person that you meet, because He's here to help us in this journey. He's our companion, because God is always awake. God is always being. And lately my practice is like God, you know, we say God, Baba. I want to know what you know. I want to see what you see. Because God is not doing, God is being. And so the more I am in the being, the more I can understand God and know God as He is. Because we all, I think, when you are all here because you're searching, right, for yourself, for God, for truth. For me, this comes as a package. Because I started looking for God. I said, no, God has to be justice, you know. I was experiencing some injustice. But in that journey of searching for God, I realized that I looked for myself. I didn't know myself. And then truth also, what is truth? And I realized that God, self, truth is very, very simple. Yet the mind makes it very complicated. That's why we say, we sometimes say, don't take things personal. Personal means don't take it as a part, as a role. So if I see myself beyond the role, then that's where really comfort and peace and rest and deep peace will not leave you. Even if there is a challenge, even if there's chaos, you will not be affected and you will have the right answers because your mind is quiet, you know who you are, and then the right solutions will come to your problems. So anyway, I think I will stop here. I don't know if I forgot something. Yeah. But these are some of the tips that I feel helped me, and I really invite you to experience the silence. Don't be afraid. Maybe we can have a few minutes and then we can start the meditation. Yeah, question here and question there. Thank you.
You answered this question.
I did, thank you. Renda, can I do so? Mimi?
أنا عندي اقتراح أولو.
Do you want to say it in English?
Yes. I just want to say if tomorrow we'll do it a fasting day, even. Now my brothers and sisters are going to kill me because I'm suggesting this.
I don't think. We wish, but maybe not for tomorrow. Maybe another time.
another time.
In another retreat.
Oh, excuse me, brothers and sisters.
But thank
for
you.
For this suggest.
Shukran.
Okay, thank you for
this. We have one more question, sorry.
Just last one, and we start with meditation now.
How about praying? Praying? I have to, like whispering, you know?
Yeah, I think you can pray. Okay. Yeah, why not? Yes,
I can whisper.
Yes. Okay. Let's have some meditation and really experience this true self. Because as I said, why do we wait for tomorrow, right? Tomorrow will be the day of the total silence. But we can experience ourselves today, now. Thank you. We'll start with a song. I love this song. It's a powerful song. And then we'll have the meditation. Thank you.
There's a light inside my heart. Every moment a brand new start. My soul is rising to the sky. The world opens when I try. My soul is strong, my heart belongs. Every dream I see turns to reality. Every wish is close. And truth set it free, step by step along the way. What I feel becomes my day. My soul is strong, my heart belongs. Every dream I see turns to reality. I'm a river that never ends, light is flowing through my head. Every dawn's a chance to rise. Every day brings joy to life. My soul is strong. My heart belongs. Every dream I see turns to reality.
Body is relaxed, Let's take a deep breath. Just breathe in peace. Releasing any tensions in the body, in the mind. We are all here united. To experience our true self. Our true nature. And the nature of the being is silence. The self, the being, cannot be seen with the physical eyes, but it can be realized, can be discovered. All I have to do is to remove the veils. For so long, my mind was the master. Creating thoughts. But now, I realize that I can observe my mind. I, the true self, observe my feelings. So who am I? Deep silence, deep peace, I don't have to do anything, will try to pull me, but I take my attention back to the self. Self is beyond time. I can see time, but I'm not time. Self is beyond change, because I can observe change. The mind is changing. Different scenes. Different situations. But I am stable. It's beyond space and beyond sound. I observe sound. This is the real I. That is eternally free. Secured. Detached from the noise of the drama. Even for seconds, if I get a glimpse of this real self, it's real freedom. The soul cannot be seen. But it can see everything. I feel deep peace, realizing who I am. And this awareness I also remember the Supreme Soul, God, Allah. The Father. We are in the same vibrations, same frequency. He's my companion in this journey. The more I connect to him, the more I realize myself. I know that I belong eternally to him. I'm safe. Nothing will happen to me. I experience the joy and the love of this relationship. God is the wisest of the wise. And his language is silence. As I open my heart, I allow his light touch my heart. And I shift my awareness from the head to the heart. God is the most beautiful soul. Who only wants the best for us. He's waking us up, guiding us to who we really are. sharing with us the highest elevated study, where I can have the highest quality of life . A life of values, a life of righteousness, let me surrender my mind to the Absolute. Let me see His magic. Let me trust in myself, trust God in this journey. We are all these living lights. Each one has his uniqueness in playing his part. Let me enjoy now these moments of silence with myself and with the Divine.
Om Shanti. Thank you, Mona.